Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast.
The Brutally Delicious Podcast.
The Brutally Delicious Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
This is Dark Masick with Brutally Delicious, coming at you with a review of Shred Rogers' brand new album, The Circle. So it's been a few weeks, but happy to say the bitch is back. This review is going to be a little different in that this is a very atypical metal release. It's a guy clearly playing on the name Fred Rogers doing metal versions of children's lullabies. We've got versions here of Baba Black Sheep and Wheels on the Bus and Brahms Lullaby. It's fucking cool. Rather than discussing where this fits in the style of metal, we're just going to talk about this release as a little island. I'll start off by saying the production value on this album is way too good for what it is. There's an amazing set of guitar tones, drum sounds, and mixing. As soon as the first chord hit on the first song, I was like, wait, is this the right album? Like, this is clearly done for shits and giggles. Why would they have spent time trying to make this sound good? But I'm glad they did. The guitar riffs are certainly fun, and I'm going to say original. It's not like this dude is playing the original guitar riff from the Wheels on the Bus, because there's no such fucking thing. Vocally, it's really fun. The combination of everything, it sounds like Tom Angel Ripper from Sodom is singing on top of, like, I don't know, a Cradle of Filth, just minus keyboards. I'm totally here for it. Without divulging too much, I am an uncle of two young nephews. I have endured a whole lot of the wiggles over the past few years. So getting these songs in this format was oddly refreshing in a weird way. A couple cool things to call out. Again, I'm not going to do my standard track by track on an album like this. There's a Master of Puppets insert on Baba Black Sheep that's way too clever for something like this. There is some serious shredding on Wheels on the Bus. Like, this could have been a legitimate song. And that brings me to my ultimate question that I'm pondering about this is, all of this talent, all these great riffs, why are we using this for a parody? This actually could have been something, minus Brahms Lullaby, which clearly is taking from an existing melody. It's just children's lyrics put over legitimate metal songs. I guess we could ask the same thing about Steel Panther or Nanowar of Steel or even Weird Al Yankovic. He does have original songs, believe it or not. But who's to say we can't have both? I don't actually know who this artist is. Maybe he's in a legitimate band. Just saying, great amount of talent wrapped up in something that will probably get a chuckle out of you. Give it a listen whenever it hits Spotify. Rock on.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.